Good morning, listeners. Achieving excellence in ministry through effective Christ-centered leadership and living. This is the theme we have been focusing on in this series of messages. Today, we will continue examining Paul's commitment as a leader. True commitment as a leader arises from and resides in the heart. We're going to examine Paul's heart as he interacts with the leaders that he had raised up in the largest church that he founded, the Ephesian church. He spent a total of 3 years with the church, investing his life in the believers. On his third missionary journey, he knew that his time with them would shortly come to an end. From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the leaders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see, now I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things which will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." Acts 20:17-24. The person you are comes before what you do. Effective leadership is being before doing. As Paul spoke to the Ephesian elders, he described the heart of an effective leader. Paul led from his soul. He made tough calls, yet shed tears in front of his people. One thing is sure, leadership begins with the heart. Paul had a heart that was, one, consistent. He had a track record of integrity and faithfulness while ministering among the Ephesian brethren. He walked the talk and was bold enough to say, "You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you." Verse 18. His heart was contrite. He acted humbly and willingly showed his weaknesses. Verse 19. Leaders must willingly show their vulnerabilities. Openness and trust, which are necessary for the growth of the church, cannot be nurtured unless leaders lead from the front and show the way. Paul had a courageous heart. Paul didn't shrink from doing the right thing. He taught the believers publicly and from house to house. He left no stones unturned. He used every opportunity and every means. "How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house." Acts 20, verse 20. Paul's heart was convictional. He communicated his convictions boldly, disregarding ethnic and cultural differences. He communicated the necessity of repenting from sin and turning to God and having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21. Paul's heart was committed. Number 5. After his final meeting with the Ephesian elders, Paul told them that he was leaving for Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit had communicated to him that in every city, chains and tribulations awaited him, but he was willing to die for Jesus. Verse 22 to 23. Paul's heart was captivated. Number 6. Paul demonstrated that a surrendered leader doesn't have to survive. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Verse 24. Paul was not moved by the possibility of death. He was absolutely captivated and committed. Leaders, how do you measure up? The overarching call is to a life of commitment, regardless of the cost. If you have not given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, the call to you is to make that commitment to the one who made the ultimate sacrifice for you so that you might have eternal life. Answer the call today. Next week, we will continue delving into the life of the Apostle Paul. God bless you.